Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Average Joe. Man, I'm tired. We've been gone all weekend, and we just got in a little while ago, and trying to get ready for the show this afternoon or this evening. And here we go. So this is Average Joe. This is the only show that's in black and white on the radio, and I don't know much or don't know a lot about anything, but I do know a little about a lot of things. I've got some things I want to talk about with the VFW like I usually do, but one thing I wanted to tell y'all before I got started into our subject today, we're going to talk about the paranormal, but last week we talked about road warriors, and we talked about some of the advantages of, stopping at truck stops, and why I like to stop at truck stops when I'm on the road. We had an experience with that this weekend. We actually went down to Atlanta to visit my daughter. She's graduating down there with her master's, and we went down to see her art show and just her everything she's doing to finish up with her degree down there. But we started having problems with our air conditioning in our car, and our Honda Fit's got almost 200,000 miles on it, so it's due to give a few problems. But our air conditioning was not working very well, and so we pulled into a truck stop, and I went into the automotive trucking accessories area, and I was able to find a can of refrigerant, R134, and with the nozzle included, and we were able to get our air conditioning working again for about $20. So otherwise we'd have been stuck either at a shop, or we would have been hot all the way down and all the way back. So I just wanted to throw that in there before I got started. So anyway, on with that. VFW events for September. On the 1st of September, we're going to have a tailgate party, which is actually National Tailgate Party Day. We're going to have DJ and karaoke, bring your own choice of meat. We'll have grills on hand to use, and we'll supply the fixings and the potato salad and macaroni salad, and that starts at 6 p.m. on the 1st, and that's at Post 2908 in Albemarle. I think those of you that have been listening to me on a regular basis know that I usually promote what's going on at the Post. Let's see, Saturday, October 6th, this is on down the road, there'll be another yard sale at the Post from 8 a.m. until 1. And then I have one event that's happening, and this is not Post-related, but it's for the Butterfly House, which is a organization that takes care of abused children and women, I believe. They're doing on September 8th Stanley County Dancing with the Stars, and we don't have a time on that yet. My grandson Spencer is going to be in that, so just a little plug for him. So we're looking forward to all that. But anyway, thank you for listening on that, and thank you for joining us today. So, paranormal. Let me throw in one little disclaimer. When we talk about the paranormal, usually we think about ghosts, and we think about entities and things that we don't understand. Just a hard definition of paranormal: denoting events or phenomena such as telekinesis or clairvoyance that are beyond the scope of normal scientific understanding. So that's all it is. It's just something that we really can't necessarily explain with science. It's not voodoo. It's not, you can think of it that way. And, Hollywood has kind of programmed us that way to be afraid of those kind of things. But I have my reasons for wanting to talk about this today, and this is a little bit, I guess, I haven't really talked about anything that's controversial, And this is not necessarily controversial, but I just want to let everybody know that this is not challenging, you know, the existence of God or anybody's beliefs regarding the Bible or any other religion for that matter. This is just, you know, phenomena that's not explained that we can't explain. I started getting interested in, well, I won't say I started getting interested in it. I've always been interested in it even when I was a kid, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. But Art Bell used to do a show late at night, and rest in peace, Art's gone now. He passed away, I think, maybe this year or last year, but he used to do a show late at night, and it was always kind of, you know, kind of eerie, you know, kind of. Sets the mood, but anyway, so I kind of always enjoyed listening to Art Bell. So that was one thing I wanted to talk about, and there's another reason why we're talking about the paranormal, because we're gonna merge into some other things that are gonna be a little deeper than the subjects we've been talking about in the past. You know, I had to get my feet wet doing this, so we started out with just things that are fun, and we're still gonna do things that are fun, but you know, this is paranormal's not unfun, but. You'll see what I'm talking about. So, like I said, you know, a lot of what we think of about the paranormal is what we've seen on television and scary movies. And, you know, when I was a little kid, and I just barely remember this. And, oh, let me tell you this. I'm getting ahead of myself. If you want to call in and talk about any of your experiences, the guest call-in is 914-219-0884. And I do have an email now. It's averagejoe, without an E, at carolina.rr.com. So that's averagejoe, without an E on the end, at carolina.rr.com. And that number again is 914-219-0884. So when I was a little kid, and I'm talking less than 5 years old, I remember having a dream about... my dad was a preacher at Mineral Springs Church in Oakboro, and I had been under the church some. Now, this is not my dream. This is kind of, I'm just telling you, setting you up here. I had been with him in the crawl space, I think, because of some problems with the heating system or something, but I had seen what it looked like under the church, and it was a pretty tall crawl space. Now, granted, I was a little kid and I could walk around under there, but there was plenty of room. But in my dream, I dreamed that I was under the crawl space and there was graves. There was like two or three open graves under the church. And so I had to go and look, and apparently I had seen some Dracula movies or something, you know, before then, and Dracula was in one of those graves. And he come up out of the grave and he started chasing me. And you know, in your dreams, you can, you know, you're in slow motion. And so that was one of my earlier memories of just anything to do with the paranormal. I'm not saying I believe in vampires or anything like that, but I'm going to tell you about a couple of my experiences and some people. Above Average Joe, she's had some experiences, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of that. But some people are more clairvoyant than others, and what we mean by clairvoyance is, I don't have an actual definition, but just basically you're open to being able to see certain things that other people don't see. So we've got a caller, but let me finish this real quick, and then I'll take this caller. But I'll just go ahead and say that Above Average Joe is above average in that department too, because she has seen and can see things that I don't see. But that's one of the reasons. The reason I'm mentioning that is that gives credibility to this whole concept, is the fact that she is the way she is, and I know her as well as I do, and I trust her, and I know that what she's telling me is the truth. So, but let's go ahead and take this caller. my production. Okay, there, caller, are you on the line?
If it's me you're talking about, yes.
Okay, I believe it is me. Hi, caller. I think this is Average Don, is it not?
It is Average Don, that's right.
Hey, Average Don,
Well, I'm curious, are you grouping paranormal and astral projection as the same thing?
Well, I haven't really gotten that far yet, but yes. I would say anything that's out of, like in the beginning we were talking, when I was kind of given a definition, anything that's beyond the scope of normal scientific understanding. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I am kind of clumping them together.
The reason I say that is I think astral projection actually would give more credibility to after death, something lingering, if it's something that happens while the person is still alive and is able to project. Does that make sense?
Well, be more specific about that. Can you give me an example?
Okay, back in around 1978, I had the fortune to attend a conference where this individual came in to talk about a particular philosophy that I'd been reading up on. It was P.D. Ouspensky and Gurdjieff, that kind of thing. During the presentation, I started witnessing something that it was sort of frustrating to me, because he was sitting in a chair on a bright stage. It was at the library in Charlotte, downtown. And the light would get so bright that my eyes are sensitive to light anyway, I would look away. When I would look back, it was back to normal again. After about three or four times of this, it just kept getting brighter and brighter, and then I would look away. And all the time he's speaking, he's sitting sort of slumped forward, talking into a little microphone, and at a very even tone. And finally, after about the third or fourth time, I decided I'm not going to look away. And the light got so intensely bright, all of a sudden it was like a flashbulb went off. And when it did, standing behind him looked like sort of an orangish glow silhouette of a person. And the thing turned and moved like it was going off stage, but the gait, the steps it was taking, didn't match the speed that it was moving. It was more like floating, but it was like it was walking. And it went off stage. The rest of the time I was there until the end of the presentation, it never happened again. The lights never came up. It never got bright or anything. Your brother was in attendance at this. When we got out of the meeting, I asked him, did he see anything strange? And he said, the lights. But he never focused long enough to see them flash and the next thing. But he kept saying the lights kept getting really bright. And so that's my experience with an astral projection. I haven't had one with a paranormal.
Yeah, I remember you and my brother telling that story, and I believe our friend Alan, he was with y'all too.
Alan was there, and my brother Eddie was there. There were four of us there, and we intentionally set at different points in the auditorium so we wouldn't distract each other.
Yeah. So I remember all four of y'all's version of that story, so that definitely gives a lot of credibility, because all four of you are people that I really trust and know well. So, you know, I'm glad you called and reminded me of that story. I had actually not thought about that in a long time.
There was also one other event where my wife stepped into a room and saw someone sitting in a chair next to her daughter in the house I live in, and my grandfather died in this house. And she said it was a man sitting in the chair, just sitting there with her daughter. And that would be on the paranormal side, which I've never seen that, but she's seen it twice here.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well,
I'm going to let you go,
yeah,
but I just wanted to throw those things out for you.
Well, thank you, Average Don. I appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us. Like I said, I'd heard the story, but our audience, I would have not thought of that. And your version of telling that would definitely be way better than me trying to say what y'all saw. So, yes, thank you so much.
All right. Well, you take care, and I'll see you later.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye.
All right. Well, that was Average Don. He called in, I think, one of our earlier shows. I don't know if y'all remember him or not, but he's a good friend of mine, been a good friend of mine for years. So let me get right into, we're about halfway through here on time, but anybody that wants to call in, 914-219-0884, if you've got an experience you'd like to tell me about. So let me tell you about the strongest experience that I've ever had that really kind of turned me around. I mean, Above Average Joe had told me some things that had happened to her, but until, you know, even as much as I trust her and I don't doubt anything she tells me about that, until it happens to you, you know, it's totally different. So I was visiting a friend of mine that lives down in Brunswick County, and he actually worked at Orton Plantation. And he was one of my best friends from high school, Mr. Mike. And he actually lived in a house owned by Orton Plantation. And this house was probably built somewhere around the turn of the century, early 1900s. And Mike said that this house was haunted, and that it was actually in the North Carolina book of haunted houses. And I asked him, I said, well, has anything ever happened? And he told me, he said, well, and this is incredible, he was in the house. It was during the daytime. I don't remember what he was doing, but it was daylight. He was not asleep. He was not half asleep. Broad daylight. And a full choir started singing in his house. He didn't see anything. He just heard the choir. It was like a black choir, you know, from a black church, and you know how they get into it. No explanation of that, but he started looking around the house, and I don't know how it ended or anything as far as if it just tapered off or if it just suddenly stopped as suddenly as it started. I don't know. I don't remember. It's been a while since he told me the story. But he told me, and I said, Mike, I said, well, shoot, man, we should, you know, and I was just kidding around with him. I said, you know, man, we should have a seance, you know, we can see, you know, and he's like, no, man. He said, we have an agreement, you know, I've talked to, or he just told the spirits or the entities in his house. He just said, and, you know, if y'all are cool, I'm cool. I'll leave you alone if you leave me alone. So you didn't want to go messing with him. And I agreed with him. I mean, I was like, no, yeah, you're right. You know, we shouldn't go messing with something that we don't truly understand. So I spent the night there that evening, and the next morning, and I know, you know, I just said Mike wasn't sleeping or anything like that, but the next morning I woke up and there was a woman in period clothing, and by that I mean she was in kind of a long full dress, I mean all the way to the floor, from like maybe the, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s, and she bent down and kissed me on the cheek, and it was not a scary thing. I mean, it kind of startled me a little bit at first, but it was kind of like, because I was going through some rough things at that time, and it was kind of like a feeling of everything's going to be okay. You know, she was letting me know that it's all going to work out. And you know what? She was right, because it did. But ever since then, I have been more sure of there being something else beyond what normal, you know, scientific understanding. You know, I keep repeating that definition. But and then there was another experience I had. I was in Southport, and this was in Brunswick County also, that I was actually, again, with Mike and his family at this house on the waterfront at Southport, because they always have the on the 4th of July, they have the fireworks. And this lady had invited us to stay at her house to watch the fireworks on the waterfront. And this is one of the houses in the book also. And so she's telling us about Timothy, who's the ghost that lives in the house, and he plays the harp, and nothing ever really happened. I mean, as far as us hearing Timothy or seeing anything, but, you know, typical 4th of July, it was a thunderstorm, the power went off, and we had just been talking about Timothy, and it was like, man, this is like straight out of a movie, you know, thunderstorm and ghost stories and all that. But this was the real thing, and I, you know, but that was just one of those things. And Again, the number is 914-219-0884. Call me if you got a story, or, you know, I'd love to hear it. Regarding above average Joe, I'm just going to, you know, touch briefly, but like I said, her sense and her clairvoyance is much stronger than mine. We actually have a family in our house, and you may or may not believe that, but there's a mother, a father, and a little boy. And she sees them on a pretty regular basis. And I have seen them. I'll put it that way. I haven't seen a lot because, I'm not really open to it like she is. But I've seen glimpses, and things have happened that kind of confirmed what she was telling me. So, and I'll leave that at that. I mean, if you believe it, you believe it. If you don't, you know, hey. This is it's just we're just talking here. So, but it comes all to when we're talking about, and I'm not an expert. I'm just telling you about my experience. And Average Don called in with his experience. But things happen, and you know, there's been a lot of writing and research, and you know, colleges and doing all these studies and trying to figure it out. But you know, there's really no, we were actually watching a show last night on TV, and I forget the name of it, but it was about this team that goes out and checks out, you know, basically Ghostbusters kind of people. And I never could really get a good, clear vision. I mean, they showed some stuff where you could actually kind of see something, but it was like always in the dark, and they never really give you a real solid, yeah, that was definitely what that was. And you know, that always frustrates me when I see those kind of shows. And but what we're it's all about perspective, and it's all about our senses and reality. And I may or may not be doing a good job of trying to explain this, but I mean, you have to remember that, you know, we only have five senses, at six at best. Just say maybe if we have some ESP or something, but you know, you can't see you know, ultraviolet, which is just one example. There's frequencies, audio frequencies you can't see. There's lots of spectrums of whether it be light or audio or even waves outside of that we can't perceive. We can see, we can hear. We can touch, we can taste, and we, you know, we only have so much to work with here. getting into some, and this is, I'm kind of transitioning into what we're going to be talking about next week. I don't usually do this, but I actually have a subject for you next week. We're going to talk about reality, and that is a huge, I mean, reality, that's just like everything. But it's really about perspective, and we're going to get into some deep stuff. If any of you want to do some research before next week, if you're not familiar with the double slit experiment, Google that and see what you find out about the double slit experiment. There's also a guy named Tom Campbell that does a whole YouTube series of some really cool stuff. Regarding that experiment, but also just expanding way out of that. He's a physicist, but talking about reality and what is. Again, to me, talking about all this stuff and just our skewed viewpoint or perspective of reality doesn't change, you know, the reality of God. I mean, you know, God is all that there is and all that there's ever been and all that there will be. So it doesn't change it. It's just a matter of you know, talking about the details. So we're gonna get into that, and it'll take several 30-minute shows to talk about that, because we're going to get into that. Now, we may not just keep going show after show and talking about reality. I need your participation, you know, 914-219-0884. We've got a few minutes here. If you've got some a story you'd like to share with me regarding the paranormal. And I know I haven't given you a lot today, but, you know, it's only a 30-minute show. My email, I'm kind of stumbling around today, I am tired, is averagejoe@carolina.rr. That's Average Joe without an E on the end. I think we're gonna dabble in that a little bit, see how it goes. We may go to something else and come back, but that is something that I enjoy talking about and enjoy hearing other people's perspective. Average Don and I have actually gotten into some really good conversations about reality. My brother and Alan that we mentioned, and a lot of other people have. It's just something that's interesting to talk about. You know, personally, I don't think we as humans and our perspectives and our limitations of what we can perceive, we don't have a clue of what reality is. I mean, it's really an illusion, and it's what, I mean, even the sun, a prime example is the sun. When you look up into the sky, you see the sun. Or do you? You really don't. You see what the sun was 8 minutes ago, because it takes 8 minutes for that light to get to you. So that's that's an example right there of how, you know, our perspective and our perception of reality is not necessarily reality. So I know I'm getting deep, and I'm certainly not an expert, but I sure have a lot of fun talking about it, and I sure would have a lot of fun listening to your perspective about reality. It sounds like I'm already getting into next week's show, but today we are talking about the paranormal. I didn't have a lot to share about that, because that's really the strongest, those two stories about the two haunted houses is about the best ones I have. Well, other than the fact that, yes, I have seen the family here at the house. And that's something I don't understand, because this house was built in 1979. And so far as I know, there wasn't anybody ever murdered here. There was one other family that lived here. And so why this family is here, I don't know. And they don't bother us. I mean, they're fine with us being here, and we're fine with them being here. You know, we don't bother each other. And Above Average Joe, she says the little boy, sometimes he'll be mischievous, and he'll kind of be, you know, getting into things, so to speak. Excuse me. But other than that, it's fine. And again, I don't have any explanation for it. I don't understand why they're here. I don't understand, you know, from our conventional beliefs of, you know, when you die, you go to heaven or you go to hell, or, you know, you're absorbed into the universe or whatever happens to you. But, you know, why do these spirits, why is this energy still here? Why can it be perceived as it is by certain people and other people can't? You know, I don't know, and I don't think anybody really does know. But I have to play this one more time, because this is my mysterious music, so.
Welcome back to Art Bell.
You know, that was the kind of music that was an Art Bell show. Of course, he had commercials. He had to have breaks and bumper music and all that stuff. We don't have we don't have any commercials, because we don't have any sponsors, but it doesn't cost me anything to do the show. But I do want you to join me next week. Like I said, we're going to talk about reality. To some people, that might just be boring, and if you're not interested, I understand. But I'm telling you, we can get into some really deep stuff, and I'd really enjoy your participation. And thanks for listening today. And if you have anything else that you want to send me an email on your experience, averagejoe@carolina.rr.com. I'd love to hear your story if you want to just send me an email, and, you know, I'll read it on the show if you'd like for me to. But anyway, we're going to get on out of here. We're out of time. But thanks again for listening, and we'll be back next week, as far as I know, at 6:30, and we're going to talk about reality.